Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
You're bringing the tunes today, Colts. Like it, man. It's great. Great work by you. Did you write that?
Oh, you did?
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Colorado State Rams legend and now professional basketball player Nico Carvacho joining us. Of course, what a year by you, my friend. Import Player of the Year, first team All-Bulgarian League, first team All-Import Bulgarian League. You made it to the league finals. What a year for you, my friend. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
No, man, thank you for having me.
I know we were trying to work it out in the season, but time change and connection and all that stuff was difficult. So once I stalked you on Twitter, I saw that you were back in the States. So I was like, we got to get this guy on.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate you having me on. It's always been a blast and a pleasure.
Yeah, and again, man, I know Rams fans, they follow your career. And I actually was seeing a couple of tweets from your former coaches, too. No, everybody's following you along this path, man. And what a year. Can you talk to us about your experience?
Yeah, of course. It's a little different, you know, when you're traveling the country and you're going out to, you know, a whole place that you don't know where no one speaks English, you know, for 9 to 10 months of the year, you know, it's a tough thing. It's not easy. It's not for everybody. But, you know, it's worth it. You love basketball and, you know, the money always helps too.
Well, and of course, yeah, I mean, well-earned, well-deserved too. Was that the biggest challenge for you? Was the language barrier or just being so far away from family and friends? I mean, what was the biggest challenge for you?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, me, I've, you know, being able to play for the Chilean national team and, you know, I've traveled the country and I've traveled outside the country and, you know, I've left home, you know, I've been gone from home, but I think the toughest thing was just America, you know, just the normalcy of America, you know, the English, to be able to get in my car and go anywhere, I, you know where to go or I can use my phone. You know, use the LTE or the 5G or whatever it is. You know, you don't have to rely on Wi-Fi. So I think, you know, there's a little things that was just like, you know, the normalcy of America and just home was probably the toughest thing.
You don't even think about it, right? I mean, some of the things that, you know, just like you and I trying to connect to get you on the show, you know, it's like using the phone, even using your phone is much different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, talking to Nico Carvacho. Man, what a year for him. Again, Colorado State Rams legend, now doing it at the professional level. I'm going to pick your brain about the NBA a little bit too, Nico, but something I've been talking about for a while and you know, kind of following along with your career, I really feel, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone with me, but you set the tone for this Colorado State Rams basketball team. We're seeing, you know, this team is a monster in this conference. You stayed in that transition, that very interesting period between Coach Eustachy and Coach Medved. You know, I think we wondered for a little bit what you were going to do, what your plans were going to be, but you stayed with Colorado State. And I always said that was when we began really laying this strong foundation.
Yeah, you know, that was probably one of the biggest reasons why I decided to.
Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Let's see if he's still there. We'll maybe try to reconnect with Nico. Nico Carvacho. I just asked him the question. I'm like, dude, when you stayed, maybe you were going to be good. Maybe you were just going to try to build this thing. And he could have went to some other teams that maybe were a little bit closer, a little bit ready to compete, even in their whatever conference, in their championship or whatever. But instead, he bought into what Coach Medved said. And I think, you know, to this day, he's going to be remembered as, obviously, he's the all-time leading rebounder in the Mountain West Conference, but he's going to be remembered as one of that player that really helped set the foundation, set the tone for what you're seeing with Colorado State today. Nico, we got you back, man. You were just telling us kind of one of those main reasons you decided to stay kind of in that rebuilding period with Coach Medved.
Yeah. I don't know how much you caught. I guess maybe I still have phone issues over here.
They never go away, man. They never go away.
Yeah, right. I know. I think that's what, you know, like I was saying, that's what, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to stay was to build that legacy and continue to grow as well as I could and help this team, you know, prosper into something great like they're becoming. And, you know, I'm really excited for this team next year. You know, it was so fun to watch them this year, you know, the chances that I got to watch them.
And you're one of those guys, too. I mean, you know, some people will randomly tweet about their former teams, their college teams, or whatever. You're still a huge fan of those CSU Rams, right?
Oh, that's, you know, until I die, you know, I'm proud to be a Ram. And, you know, it's really cool, you know, seeing, you know, I still talk to all the guys a lot and all the coaches a lot. And, you know, just being able to be in there and live it. And I know the philosophy, everything. I know what player they're running or what they're doing. And, you know, it was really cool to see.
I think we lost him. Did we lose him? We lost him.
Am I here?
Oh, you're still there, man. We got you. We got you. We waited.
yeah, I'm still here. So I'm in my grandparents. They live in the middle of nowhere. They're not from there, so.
Hey, what was the first meal you had when you got back in the States, man?
Well, the issue was I landed super late, so I had to get some pizza. But yesterday, you know, I went to my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse. And now I'm going to do home cooking tonight and the next couple of days, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, man, I was thinking about that. What was the food like? I'm not really a foodie, but I'm thinking about that, all these differences. What was the food like in Bulgaria?
You know, it was cool. You know, it wasn't any. I mean, you can't get in a car and go to a Chipotle or go to a Chick-fil-A or somewhere like that. You know, so it's a little different. The food is definitely a little different. I would say it's probably healthier. You know, I cooked a lot. I cooked all my meals.
Did you cook a lot before? Did you cook a lot before you went overseas?
You know, I started during quarantine. I started to change my diet. I think that helped me out a lot, you know, going into that. So it became easier and easier as it came along. But definitely helped me going into there because cooking was probably the biggest thing.
Oh, man, I have to get some tips from you for sure on that. Were you able to play, because last time we had you on, we talked about video games, like 2 years ago, man. Were you able to do that kind of stuff at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, I still got my Xbox, and I came home, and I'm trying to get the new Xbox, but you can't get that anywhere.
No, you can't get any of them. No, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts. It's been like a year since it's been out, I think, right?
Yeah, like in November. You can't get it anywhere. It's ridiculous, but... You know, I still play. I still play with a lot of guys. It was hard because of the time difference. So you kind of had to, you know, schedule time. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be able to play this time. Let's get on at this time. But now that I'm back, you know, it's kind of like, oh, let's just jump on.
How much different was it, you know, speaking about playing with teammates, playing with a bunch of guys, like you said, some of them, you know, there was a language barrier there, but that transition over, you know, when you were playing with Colorado State and it maybe seemed easier at the time looking back, what was that transition like for you playing with new guys, obviously, but almost a completely different world?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know, a lot of the guys on the team told me I got lucky my first year. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, how pros can be or, you know, people from different countries. I guess they were telling me stories, but, you know, I guess I got lucky with a great group of guys, you know. Everybody was cool with each other. We hardly fought. Everybody had the same mission. And, you know, I think it was really cool. Everybody adapted well. And, you know, it's easy for me to adapt to that, for personally.
We're talking to Nico Carvacho on our First Advantage Hotline. And, Nico, I know the dream is there. I mean, playing professional basketball, doing it, and like you said, the money's not bad either. I mean, you're living your dream, and I think that's just it's amazing, and it's so much fun to follow your journey. But that NBA dream is still there, right?
Of course.
What is it that you think with your game, like this last year and transition-wise, that you've really been working on in order to get you there? Because I'm a believer, man. I said it 3 years ago that I think you've got the tools. But what are you working on, and what are you being told? Hey, if you get this down, if you do this maybe even a little bit better, you'll be in the NBA. What is that thing?
You know, for me, it's obviously you get better in every aspect of the game, you know, especially for the NBA. It's the best players in the world. Best league in the world, but you know, for me, it's continuing to work on my shots. You know, I did a lot more shooting this year, especially in practice. We would, you know, have a whole hour just shooting, so working on that. Continue to get stronger. You know, I think I got stronger, more physical. But you know, for me, the big thing is that I play hard. I don't care how many points I score or what this and that. I'm just trying to help the team win. So hopefully I can get that chance to prove it and show NBA that I can do it.
Yeah. Well, hey, dude, I think it's going to be a possibility, man. So don't forget about us, okay? Still got to try to do these interviews.
Of course.
Are you going to make your way to Fort Collins anytime soon?
Yeah. You know, I'm debating on where I want to do my off season and, talking with Coach Ali and some other guys over there to, you know, see if I can use him and all that stuff. I think that's definitely one of my options. So I think, you know, that's a good possibility that I'll be up there in Fort Collins.
And if you let me know, I'd be happy to take you to the Roadhouse or Chipotle or something, man. I would love the opportunity.
Of course.
It's on me.
Of course.
Hey,
of course.
Anybody breaking you think anybody's ever going to break your rebounding record?
I sure hope not.
I don't think so, man. I was looking at it today. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to stand for a while.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think, you know, it took how long for me to break it. And, you know, I kind of broke it in 3 years and still had a whole fourth year. So,
yeah, dude.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe somebody can get it, you know, with this extra year that everybody can get back and stuff. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, you do have the extra year, the bonus year, right? So that'll be interesting.
We'll
keep you updated, man. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you got it for a while. Anyway.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your guy gets knocked out. How you feeling? I know you're a Giants fan. I know you're a LeBron James fan. How you doing? Because success-wise for you individually, man, you're rocking. You're on cloud nine. But, you know, as a fan, you got to be feeling a little bummed out today, man.
You know, I am. You know, first time in his career.
Yeah.
You know, he gets knocked out in the first round. I think, you know, AD getting hurt doesn't help. Obviously, I don't know, maybe the injuries of the year or he's in year 19, 18, you know, so he doesn't look the same out there. So hopefully he can come back next year and get back to his old self, but who knows. But, you know, it just didn't look right. It didn't look like, you know, they were going to be striving very well, but, you know, I'm still a LeBron fan. And, you know, honestly, the Mavs were my favorite team growing up, you know, living in Dallas.
Sure.
And I have a really, really good friend that plays on the Mavs right now and was always a Durant fan. But, you know, so the Mavs, I'm cheering on the Mavs right now. So I'm excited for that, for the game tonight.
So do you think they close it out tonight? Do you think the Mavs take this thing?
You know, I really sure hope so. I believe in Luka. I think Luka is a dog. I think he's next in line. So I guess he got to prove it tonight, right?
Yeah. This will be a big one. There's some good ones tonight. How about the Nuggets?
Yeah.
I saw you were tweeting about the Joker last night. You think the Nuggets can take care of Phoenix?
Oh,
yeah, it's ridiculous, right?
Oh, my gosh. He is so good. I was sitting on the couch watching it with my mom, and she was like, he's so uncoordinated, but so coordinated at the same time. Like, it's ridiculous how he does stuff and how he hits shots, and it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's deceptive, man. I mean, I think all the commentators, the national guys, are always just so blown away. They're like, this guy's slow, but he's fast. I don't know how that makes any sense.
And now that I'm playing overseas for that 1 year, and I've got to play with some guys, it's a European game, you know, that it really is.
Mm. And that's a great point that you bring, too. I mean, we're looking at that in the NBA. We are looking at so many great players that, you know, from the European side of things that are dominating. So, again, with you and what you're picking up, the tools, I mean, that's only going to be a helpful thing for you in your quest to get to the league.
For sure. You know, for sure. You got to pick up, you got to learn every year, and you just got to continue to stay motivated and hungry.
Nico, we love interviewing you, my friend. We'd love to do it again from time to time. Just stay updated on your career.
Yes, sir.
Last one for you. Giants getting back into the playoffs, man, next year?
First of all, they should have won it. The East was bad. I know it was bad. But we should have done it last year. The Eagles kind of did some shady stuff to us, but I'm not going to say nothing about that.
I have confidence.
I think Daniel Jones is going to prove a lot of people wrong. We signed some good guys this year. I like our draft picks. We get Saquon back. I think we're gonna be good.
I think we got, is that Broncos Giants first game, right? Is that the
first,
thing?
So what week one?
Are we gonna do like a friendly bet? We gotta do some kind of friendly bet on that, man.
Got to.
All right, we'll get you. You know what? We'll try to reach out to you. What's next, man? What's your off season? You're kind of debating what to do then. But when does everything get started for you again, as far as regular season?
You know, right now it's just seeing where seeing what the next deals are, okay, the best opportunities are, and just sitting down and talking about it and seeing where it goes. You know, right now I'm just got home enjoying some home time right now.
Enjoy the family time, man. I'm sure they're loving it. Absolutely. Appreciate you, Nico. And hey, let's get up on the Madden or 2K or something. Let's try it out. We'll get those new Xboxes.
Sounds good, man.
Like 5 years. We'll get them in 5 years, apparently.
Yeah, right. I went to GameStop today to look for it. He's like, oh, yeah, we're not getting none for 2 years. I was like, what?
What kind of world are we living in, man? Like, what's happening with that?
It's 2021, man. Come on.
I don't understand it. Nico, let us know if you come to Fort Collins, my friend. Would love to chat with you.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Nico Carvacho. That's a Colorado State Rams legend right there. Mountain West Conference all-time leader in rebounds. 51 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We're wrapping up hour number one. A lot to get to. Harrison Wind of DNVR Nuggets, all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.